Okay, it is time now for us to shift gears. We're going to focus our attention on some college basketball, as there has already been a number of exciting games, especially if you had the opportunity to watch the epic buzzer beater with Kansas and Colorado. It was a dramatic loss for the Jayhawks. Colorado, how about their guard Booker? He drills that three-pointer, and the Buffaloes pull off the upset at home at the Coors Event Center, and they knock off the sixth-ranked Jayhawks last Saturday. So that is where our next conversation is headed. We are going to talk actually some Big 12 basketball with award-winning sports writer Ken Davis. He has just released a new book. It's perfect for the holidays. You want to go out and get a copy of it. 100 Things Kansas Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Happy holidays, Ken. It is great to have you with us on this Friday night on Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.
Thank you, Alyssa. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, it's great to have you on. And there are always very big expectations with the Jayhawks program. When you look at the body of work that KU head coach Bill Self has done, it is absolutely impressive. He's averaged 30 wins per season in the last 10 years. But they have this year, they've had their share of struggles. And you just have to think about, you know, what has happened? What has transpired? They lost five of their best players from last year's team. And they have had to rely heavily on this younger talent, this stellar freshman class led by Andrew Wiggins. What's been your assessment of how things have played out and how this team is trying to get situated and define their identity?
Well, I think it's a bit of a struggle because of what you just mentioned. Bill started four freshmen Tuesday night against Florida, and when they lost their second in a row, and they've lost three games now. They lost to Villanova in the Atlantis tournament down in the Bahamas over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody expected that right away, especially after they played so well against Duke in Chicago at the beginning of the season. But they have Andrew Wiggins. They have all this hype. I live in Connecticut now. I graduated from Kansas in 1980. I've followed Kansas basketball since JoJo White in the 60s. And the hype was unbelievable. I was out there in early October, homecoming weekend, and my book got an early release at the KU bookstore. And I was there for Late Night in the Fog, their Midnight Madness. And people were, you know, camping out as usual, but for days, and it was a mob
crazy
when they opened the doors, and it was a very memorable night, and everybody was waiting to see Andrew for the first time, and they almost were forgetting that there were other really great recruits in this class, and I still do the National College Basketball Power Rankings for FoxSports.com. And when I did them right after the Final Four last year, of course, KU was losing all five starters, and they had a good recruiting class at that point right after the Final Four, but then they added Andrew in May right at the very end of the signing period. And, you know what we do as writers, we do a very early preseason ranking in April for a season that's starting in November. And originally I had KU in the teens, I think around 16 or 17, because, you know, there's faith in Bill that he's going to pull these young guys together, and he still will. But didn't have them as high as then when Andrew committed. I think a lot of us moved them up into the top four or top six preseason. And as recently as 2 weeks ago, I had them number two after they beat Duke. I moved them down to number 24 today. I do my rankings. And after losing to Florida, I honored them with their 24 turnovers by moving them down to number 24.
Well, that's true, because they really did struggle against Florida's zone defense. They struggled against that zone.
Yeah, they did, and they've been sloppy since the Bahamas. And you know, Bill said after the game at Florida that they're just not a real good team right now. You know, he said that before in November, December, but they'll come around. But you know, I think they're searching for a leader. They're searching for someone on the floor to pull them together when they're at the foul line for a huddle. They almost came back and won the game against Florida thanks to
Wiggins' threes
shooting well. Yeah, mm-hmm. But the perimeter shooting is not going to be their strong suit. They need to get back to the standards that have made Bill Self successful, not only at Kansas, but at Illinois and Tulsa and all the other places, and that's good defense, that's good ball movement in the half court. They're not really usually a running team, although Wiggins is very good in transition. So, you know, I think by the time the Big 12 rolls around, you'll see them getting things together. But, you know, people forget, you know, like Embiid is now drawing attention after they said Wiggins might, you know, be the number one pick next year. Now they're talking about Joel Embiid, the big 7-foot center, possibly being number one, and I know the scouts are kind of drooling over him at this point. So they have a lot of talent there. They've just got to become a team, and they haven't done that yet.
We are talking Big 12 basketball, Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, zeroing in on the Kansas Jayhawks. Award-winning sports writer Ken Davis is joining us. We're going to talk about his book momentarily. One of the key things that I want us to zero in on is you're talking about a leader needs to emerge. I mean, this is a team, as I said in the open, you know, trying to find an identity. It's got youth. They're trying to get that chemistry. Who is that leader that you think needs to emerge?
Well, it's kind of strange, but it probably should be Perry Ellis in some ways because he played so well. He's only a sophomore, and you know, he was the other starter against Florida in the other games, and he played very well against Duke. He's not the point guard, so that's probably not you like to look at your point guard as the leader, but Nadir Tharp really isn't that guy right now. He makes too many turnovers. Frank Mason is there. Wayne Selden in the backcourt. One of those guys will emerge, there's no doubt. And probably part of the problem, as Dick Vitale was saying on the broadcast of the Florida game, that you know Andrew Wiggins might be a little too reserved, a little bit too much of a nice guy, wanting the other players to play well. Andrew's going to start driving to the basket. He could become that leader, but he's not really vocal. He hasn't really been crazy about all the attention. When I was out there in October, I ended up doing a story on the hype over Andrew for Basketball Times, and they weren't even allowing Andrew to talk at that time. He'd done the cover for Sports Illustrated. He did the cover for ESPN Magazine, but they were trying to be selective and not do too much. He really had gone to Bill Self and said he didn't want to do these things at all, but you know, the demand was intense. And so he did do a lot of covers. I think it's all been a little bit of a shock to his system. So I guess you would, you know, in some ways, Nadir Tharp is the oldest guy, but I don't see him really developing that way. Perry Ellis is probably the most talented guy with the experience. You'd like to see him step up, and he was almost invisible in the first half against Florida. So hard to say if Bill's made a couple of these changes by starting the freshmen going to four freshmen. They've been away from Allen Fieldhouse for a long time now too. Since the Bahamas, and they play Saturday in Kansas City, and
they face New Mexico.
A good New Mexico team is just barely out of the rankings, so it's a tough schedule too for a young team.
Well, I want to back up just a moment talking about Andrew Wiggins. You were talking about just the analysts, how they were saying that he's, you know, not a selfish player. That it just seems, as far as when I was watching that particular game against Florida, that he seems real happy, you know, creating or just derives a lot of pleasure from, you know, taking the attention off himself and helping out his teammates. He's a willing passer, but he really does need the rock in his hands because he finished that game with 26 points. And he was 4 of 9 from 3-point range.
Yeah, it was a very quiet 26 in a way, and he got a lot of that towards the end where he was drilling those three-pointers. He's very good at penetrating, and like I said, in transition. He's got a nice spin move that he makes, and some of that's been on display. A lot has been overlooked about his defensive play. He's been outstanding playing defense, and that was part of his repertoire in high school too, but he's not getting much credit for that because he's not wowing everybody the way they want to be wowed. Then there's so many freshmen in this class, so many great players that, you know, everybody's ranking them each week against each other. Who's the best? And that's a lot for an 18-year-old to put on his shoulders. I have not talked to him directly since he wasn't allowed to talk, but, you know, I talked to Danny Manning about how he should handle it. And because Danny came in, obviously, under a lot of scrutiny, and we can't talk to Wilt, so we don't know what it was like for him in the 50s. But Danny said, just be yourself and just worry about winning.
Ken, stay with us. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and Ken Davis, an award-winning sports writer that has just released his new book as we are hooping it up, talking Big 12 basketball, and zeroing in on the Kansas Jayhawks. We will be right back.